I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. Crazy is the name of a young adult novel in prose poem form by Linda Vegan Phillips, based on her experience of growing up in Klamath Falls with a mother suffering mental illness. The novel has been chosen as a Junior Library Guild selection, and Linda is touring from North Carolina, where she now lives. She'll appear at Barnes & Noble and Tsunami Books in Eugene in the upcoming week and at the Book Bin in Corvallis. She joins us in the KLCC studios. Thanks for coming in, Linda.
Thank you for having me, Eric.
Describe the family issues that your protagonist, Laura, faces as a 15-year-old in Oregon.
She was very aware of the things that were going on in the household, but they didn't make a lot of sense. And as far as she knew, her mother was having a nervous breakdown, more than one, actually. And it was the era of silence. She pretty much kept it bottled up inside, and that led to all sorts of anxieties and fears and imaginings that were not very healthy for her either.
I would imagine that Klamath Falls in the 1960s was a place where it would be very difficult to deal with those things. There probably weren't a lot of resources available for help. Is that the case?
That's absolutely correct. It wasn't just in Klamath Falls. It was that era. There was no talk therapy. There was no family counseling. There were no school counselors that dealt with it. And interestingly enough, when I was at OIT yesterday speaking, some of my high school friends arrived to tell me that they were going through the very same thing at the very same time, and none of us knew any of that about each other.
How much has that changed in the intervening decades?
I think, unfortunately, not a whole bunch. Talk therapy is available, counseling's available, but there is still a stigma, interestingly enough, even amongst psychologists.
I know that one of the issues that came up for you was the fear that you too might develop mental illness as the child of a woman who had that. How real is that fear for people?
I think it's very real. And in my tour, I'm finding that out, that people have dealt with that very same fear.
And the fear is real. Is the mental illness itself potentially passed down genetically?
Absolutely genetic. So it is a 50-50 chance if you have one parent with it, and really 100% chance if you have both. And I've seen families where both siblings have had it because of both parents passing those genes down.
How has the creation of this book been instrumental for you in dealing with those issues?
Yeah, it was very cathartic. I love to write, and that was sort of my salvation. So it started out as a journaling kind of process, writing poetry, and turned into some adult poems that did become published in some adult literary magazines. And then a friend suggested this really should be a book. And so I started on the venture of turning it into a YA novel.
Can you give us a snippet of what this book is like?
Yes, this is kind of the turning point poem, and it's actually called Nervous Breakdown. I was going to call this book Nervous Breakdown, but the editors and I decided Crazy had more impact. If you've ever been there when a light bulb gets real bright just before it blows out, then you know what it was like around here when things got extremely crazy right before they shipped Mama off to the nut house. It's all my fault for suggesting she take up painting again. That's what she was doing that day I came home to such a mess. She was trying to paint on canvas, not ceramics, and maybe she just forgot how to do it, and it frustrated her real bad. I could see she was beside herself with frustration. I never should have suggested it. Maybe that's why she put her hand on the hot stove last night and didn't even smell the burning flesh. Now, on top of her craziness, she has a bandaged hand. And then in the middle of dinner, meatloaf that Paula brought, she says in a perfectly normal voice, "How long have I been like this? I wanted to think a miracle had just happened, but Daddy gave me a look that said, 'Don't get your hopes up,' and kept right on eating. A few minutes later, she stood up, knocked her chair over, and threw her plate on the floor. So I knew there was no miracle. Dr. Goodman calls it a nervous breakdown and says she will be gone for maybe a month."
Linda Vegan Phillips from the novel Crazy on KLCC. As someone who has been through these issues personally, what do you hope to give to those who are in a similar situation?
I really want to get the word out that bipolar disorder doesn't have to be terminal. It's not terminal if people will take medication and stay on a regimen that can keep them healthy.
How will you frame and present all these issues in your local appearances?
I want people to start talking about it, and I want to use my book as a conversation starter. Almost everybody that comes to the signing table says, "I've got an aunt, mother, sister, daughter, uncle." You know, it seems very rampant in our society.
All of these dark issues tend to have wisdom and growth within them in a certain sense. What do you think you have gained by going through these difficult experiences? What perspectives might not have you had?
I got rid of the fear. It was very releasing and enlightening and encouraging.
Well, thank you for all your efforts, both in book form and in personal form as well.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
Linda Vegan Phillips, author of the young adult novel Crazy, regarding growing up in Oregon in the 1960s with a mother suffering mental illness. She'll appear in Eugene at Barnes & Noble Friday, October 24th at 6 p.m. and at Tsunami Books on Saturday, November 1st at 2 p.m. She'll also be at the Bookbin in Corvallis on Saturday, October 25th at 2 p.m. For more information, lindaveganphillips.com, spelled V-I-G-E-N. For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.